there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. For one, I have a co-author on the show today, Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, in with me today in the studio at our office here in Shoreditch.
Whoa. I don't know if you have actually just set the scene correctly, but for the smart people out there, for the people that have really good ears, you can probably hear it sounds like a little bit of a party atmosphere. Do you want to tell your listeners, your audience, our community, what's going on?
Absolutely. I'll bring people up to speed. So here's the situation. Let me break it down for you. We're in the heart of Shoreditch, East London, at the SVK Crypto HQ, aka our office. What we've decided to do with the 200th podcast celebration...
Hold on. Tell me that again.
The 200th podcast celebration. 200 podcasts. I mean, I remember when we did our first podcast, Shane. That was nearly a year ago. I remember coming in and not knowing what to say. And we did it, though. And we did it for 200 more. And we're here today to celebrate that fact.
200 podcasts delivered each and every day, not missing a day. It's an amazing feat. It's an unbelievable execution. And I think today we want to really celebrate that fact.
Absolutely. So we're at the SVK Crypto offices here in the heart of Shoreditch. We have, I think we've got 10 or 20 people who've been supporting us since the early days of our podcast here tonight, hand-picked by ourselves. And I think tonight's just a real celebration and a community show and passion and trying to bring the people who helped us with the progress that we've done and help us build the story out. That is the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes Crypto Fame Podcast.
I think there's a little bit more than 10 or 20 in our office. It's absolutely rammed. But, you know, it's such a privilege to bring the London community together. And it's such a privilege to host everybody in our office, which we moved into several months ago. So we just thought it was right to invite the closest to the nearest and dearest people in our community up here, all the movers and shakers from the cryptocurrency and blockchain space here in London. So we just thought it was real fitting to do the podcast live tonight.
Absolutely.
So let's hear from some of our global community.
Hey, SVK Crypto community. This is Richard Ma from Cronstam here. Love what you're doing with the podcast, and congratulations on passing 200 shows. Looking forward to many more. Thanks.
SVK Crypto. Jordan here from Haven. Congratulations on the 200th podcast. Great content, even better community.
Hey, SVK Crypto community. Wei Ting from Commenter here. Love what you're doing with the podcast, and congrats on passing 200 shows.
Hey, SVK Crypto community. This is Ali, CEO of Flumios.io here. Congrats for passing 200 shows. Love the amazing content. Here's cheers for 200 more.
Hi, SVK Crypto community. This is Martin Wichmann from Etlen. I love the show, love what you guys are doing, and congratulations on the 200th episode. Cheers.
What's up, London? Phil O'Regan here, CEO and founder of the Essence Protocol Foundation. I want to give a big shout out to Shane and Charles and the rest of the SVK crypto crew for all the fantastic work they're doing forging such a strong community here in London. Signing out.
All right, so the plan at the minute is we're going to bring out four people at a time into the boardroom, the movers and shakers in the industry, and try and get our community, the movers and shakers, to give you a little bit insight on themselves and what they're currently doing in London. So I have to pass it over to Dallas first for an intro and a little bit of background to what he's doing in London.
Hi, I'm Dallas, CEO and founder of Credify. I'm actually in London from Tokyo, Japan, because the scene is just happening here. There's so much going on in the blockchain space here, and there's a lot of excitement, a lot of opportunity to build partnerships, a lot of opportunity to raise funds as well, and just super excited about, you know, the mindset that the Brits have with regards to the blockchain going forward.
Great man.
Yeah. Up next is Phil O'Regan, the man himself.
Yeah. Hello, podcast listeners, SVK podcast listeners. It's Phil. I'm the CEO of the Essence Protocol Foundation. And we're building Bisong, a digital rights exchange specifically for the music industry, which we're super excited about. Me, myself, I'm a London boy. I'm based here in London. I grew up in London, so I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, because right now, the scene in London in the crypto space is super hot. It's burning hot. And we're just having a great time here, networking, getting to meet new founders, guys that are involved in the space. We're just having a fantastic time. And we're just seeing this whole thing grow and evolve as time goes on.
Delighted. And up next is Patrick Dooley, the man himself. Patrick, a quick intro to yourself, and I know you're a London boy, so what are you currently up to?
I am. I'm another London boy. Two of us in the same room.
London!
So yeah, I'm Patrick Dooley. I'm the founder of the Crypto Investor Show. And if you ever wanted proof of the crypto scene in London, just cast your mind back to March. 4,156 attendees at the time, the largest blockchain and crypto event worldwide. If you think,
that's a round of applause right there.
Yeah. We got slightly overtaken by consensus a few months later, but you know. And we're just doing our bit really to help open up the space, help encourage adoption, and give investors the curation that they need. And I think that all in turn brings the industry forward.
I love that. Excellent. And up next is the man himself, Ben. Ben, an intro, and you're a fellow Brit.
No, I'm actually London boy. My grand school is just Ben Brophy. So I'm the founder and CEO of BlockLab. I guess what we do is we help people kind of get through the funk of trying to get a credible, high quality ICO to market. We work with people, awesome people, in advertising, gaming, memorabilia, supply chain. Gambling is always highly entertaining, and we should always get involved in that. And really for us, I mean, London's ridiculous. I mean, I love it that everyone's coming to us. Everyone's coming here. You've got investors, you've got technology, you've got marketing, you've got everything you need here right now. Everyone wants to get in. And I think it means that we get to be picking, we get to keep our standards high, we get to be, you know, real kind of thinking about who we want to get involved in this scene as well. So I think my end is, like, we've worked damn hard to get here, we've worked damn hard to get our credit in the industry.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay.
A fire round question to everyone here. Is London going to be the centre of the crypto space?
It already is.
I love how bullish they all are. And I'm Irish, you know what I mean?
Hey!
London
Irish.
I know what my passport says. It says ERA. But I'd personally like to thank all the guys, Dallas, Phil, obviously, my boy Patrick and Ben. A pleasure meeting you all, and thank you so much all for all the support that you've given SVK Crypto. So really appreciate it. So thanks very much, guys, for stopping by, and we're only getting started in every way.
Oh yeah.
When the global community found out that we were doing our 200th show today, the responses we got were incredible. So throughout the show, we're going to have small segments of voice notes delivered by people that have been on our show, greater community members, and everyone in between. So we thank everyone for the voice notes, and let's get down to business.
Hello, SVK Crypto community. Ron Chen from Elastos here. Love what you're doing with podcast. And congratulations on passing 200 shows.
Hey, crypto community, this is Pavel Baines from Blue Zelle, CEO and co-founder. Want to give big congrats out to you guys for passing your 200th episode. Keep kicking ass for all you guys have been doing for the ecosystem.
Hey, what up, SBK fam? Shout out from Christoph. IOVO, congratulations on your 200th episode. I love what you do. Just keep on going. One love.
Hey, everyone at SBK Crypto. It's Otif here. Big shout out to Charles, all the community in London. SVK, we're doing an amazing job for all the crypto folk in London and beyond. Solid space, amazing meetups. So yeah, congrats to them approaching 200 podcasts. Charles is always on that. And the rest of the team, Shane, Ollie, everybody else. Good luck with the future as well.
What is happening, SVK Crypto? This is your man in Amsterdam, Chris, the CEO of Effect.ai. I'd like to congratulate the whole SVK crew on surpassing 200 episodes of your podcast. What you guys are doing is incredibly important, and we love and respect each and every one of those episodes. Keep up the fantastic work. We love the support that you're giving, not just with the podcast, but to everything crypto related. We respect and appreciate all the support you've shown Effect.ai. We're showing it back. I look forward to our future together. Thanks, guys, and continue the magic.
So around the mic with me right now, I have four amazing people, people that have supported us since day one. I'm going to kick it off first. If you give me your name, obviously I know your names for the listeners out there, and what you're currently doing at the minute in London, let's go. So to start off, we've got Stephen.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Stevie B here. I'm accountant by day in a startup, and during the night, we're rocking that hard in the crypto space. Like, we've got accounts with Binance, Huobi, and a few other guys, and we're like analyzing the space, looking at the markets, looking at technical charts, looking at fundamentals, dabbling a little bit with gold into quantitative analysis, but not quite, and we're slowly getting into the space, as well as slowly getting into these massive gains soon.
Yeah! Up next, the man himself.
Hi, my name's Donovan White, and I'm CEO of Mad4 Digital, the marketing agency, and I'm also with my colleague, Josie Franco, the Brazilian. We've got some super exciting projects. Now, first of all, let me just congratulate the SVK team on 2 years of crypto, 2 years of podcasting. This is absolutely amazing. No, this is absolutely... 200 shows. Sorry. The 200 show. 200 show, but anyway, fantastic achievement, and love these guys and love what's going on. And let me just give you a picture of what's going on outside. There's about 30 or 40 people here, and it is absolutely warm, friendly, everyone's buzzing, there's so much noise, and everyone's having an absolutely great time. But let me introduce you to Josie, part of our team. Say hello, Josie.
Come on. I think I'm the only woman here, like in the middle of this crypto.
No. Hold on. We got Kush.
Yeah.
We got Sophia.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We got
Lewis.
Well, that's cool. Well, I'm Josie Franco. I'm project manager at Mad4 Digital. We work. We support ICOs in all their marketing needs. And yeah, we are pretty happy to be at this space and pretty happy to be here with SVK team.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys, and well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Up next, the man who needs no introduction, Lewis Harland. Lewis has some big news, but he runs Neo London. He does many things in the crypto scene. I don't know where to begin. I'm going to let Lewis take it from the top.
Thanks for the introduction, SVK. I did work in investment management until today, where I have handed in my resignation for the crypto space.
So hold on, Lewis. Let me just get this straight. You have left the dark side of finance.
Correct.
To come and join cryptocurrency and blockchain technology.
Absolutely.
Let me put it right there. Congratulations.
Welcome to the club.
Well done.
But so, I'll shed some light about why I did that. And it's fundamentally, I believe in the space. SVK believe in the space. Everyone in this room believes in the space and where it's going to go. And as soon as you realize the fundamentals of where this landscape is heading, it's an easy decision for me. And what I want to do with Neo London and the education front in general is to help the adoption, the sharing of knowledge as best as I can. And where best to do it is London City itself.
Well
so let's go.
Well, listen, first of all, can I say, well done for leaving your job. That takes that takes a lot of courage to do that. And I know you're a young, smart guy, so we really wish you all the best. But second of all, Charles and I have been big believers in Neo literally since day one, and it's wonderful to see Lewis come and represent. And it's never about competition, it's all about collaboration and community, and we are big supporters in Neo, and it's wonderful to see Lewis building his own community, which is also our community, because we're all one, we're all from London. So well done, mate.
And we have a special announcement from another representative from Neo as well later on the show. Right?
Oh, really? Okay. You're keeping that secret? Yes, he is. All right,
thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
So at this point in the evening, I want to take a second to speak to Shane to really think about how this all started, where we all began. Do you remember the night?
Oh, Charles, I remember the night so well. I think you and I had a really long day in the office sometime kind of early 2017. We were in the City of London, and we had gone out and we had already executed an amazing blog. We had already executed one of the largest monthly events in London to bring our community, cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, together. And I think what I was really fascinated by was the use of audio and how that was being intertwined into people's lives, right? Because it's kind of a passive source of media. And what I realized was that it was an ideal opportunity to have a platform which wasn't just solely focused on London. It was the opportunity to create content and talk about our story and interview guests who we really believed in, projects which we loved and we invested in. And it was the ability to get them onto what we thought was the best medium, which was a podcast. So one evening late in London, we sketched down what we thought was a really, really good idea. And what we realized at that stage was that we wanted to have a podcast, but we didn't want to have it monthly or weekly. I was daily. I was like, it's got to be daily.
And adding to that point, with the market at the minute, the podcast market, we didn't want an hour-long podcast every single week talking about Bitcoin, cats, dogs, everything in between. We wanted something short, sharp, and concise.
Which is interesting because we decided that we were going to make it a 15-minute podcast, and we were going to call it 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame. And something tells me that tonight's 200 podcast, whoop it up, let's go! It's probably not going to be short, concise, to the point in 15 minutes. I know that we're going to go way, way over that. But I think it was important for us that, looking at the market and looking at all the other podcasts that were out there that were going on for hours, and as you said, they were talking about their daily life, we wanted to get something that was delivered each and every day that was reflecting upon what market movements were occurring. So we thought 15 minutes was an ideal time. And then obviously, being a massive art fan and Andy Warhol, we thought 15 minutes of crypto fame was a kind of a nice name. I kind of thought of it jokingly, but it's really
stuck quite well.
It stuck quite well. But since then, as I said, you know, we never stopped, and it had kind of come out of an idea. When we had that idea, I just wanted to get it started, and I had really no intentions that our vision that it was going to get to 200 shows. But anyway, it's been an absolute joy. It's been an absolute pleasure. And we're here tonight. But it's not just about SVK Crypto. It's about our community. And three fine young men have just walked into the room.
Well, I think what the best thing to do is introduce yourselves, give us a quick background to yourself and what you're currently doing at the minute. I think it would be best for the listeners out there. So to kick things off, the Warwick and the lovely yellow Ralph Lauren shirt, looking very dapper in the building. I think you're going to kick things off tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Charles. So, I'm Warwick. I work for a, Mayfair-based headhunting firm called Dalton Partners. And, really owe this to my boss, I think. So, started, it was going to be predominantly me focusing on, hedge fund hires, everything like that. And he noticed that I like crypto, so he sort of booted me across the room and said, well, why not just sort of roll with it? And here I am.
It's worked out pretty well so
far. Yeah, well, I'd like to think so, right? So, pretty good trade-off.
I like that a lot. So what's your future plans? What are you excited about at the minute? What excites you? What gets you out of bed at the minute with regards to the crypto space?
I think really the sort of presence that London has in the crypto space. So yeah, it's a 24-hour market, right? So makes sense that London sort of reigns supreme there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Far East is really exciting place to be for crypto, but yeah, London's home.
London's number one
for now. So yeah, that's sort of a maturing crypto ecosystem in London's what I'm looking forward to.
Perfect. Thank you a lot, Warwick. Up next, we have Dan the man. Dan goes to all of our meetups. He sits in the front row. You always know when it's about to kick off because Dan arrives, and he knows the deal. Dan, introduce yourself to the listeners out there. I haven't had the privilege of meeting you just yet.
Thanks a lot. Hi, everyone. My name's Dan. I'm from East London. My background is fitness and nutrition. I got involved in the crypto space back in September. It was obviously the blockchain that got me interested in it, because what it represented
giving, you know, it was transparent and giving back to the people. I started going to a couple of meetups. That was all haphazard, all over the gaff. and then I just stumbled across SVK. So I turned up there and, you know, God's honest truth, I can say that it's the most organised, structured, informative meetup that I go to. And that's where I go every time it's there.
Thank you, Dan. It means a lot, Dan. You know?
Dan knows his way around deal flow. Every time I meet yourself and your best mate Ian, first of all, these guys just drink teas and coffees and soft drinks, and second of all, they're always up to speed on deals. Deals that I've just heard about, Dan and Ian already know about.
Well, I'll stick to the water and the coffees because I like to keep my eye on the prize. You know, at the end of the day, it's about financial freedom.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about MLM here. So.
Yes, yeah. Well, listen, we just want to say thank you very much for being a key part to it, Dan. It's a pleasure to have you boys around, and you always make us smile, and thank you very much for always sitting up the front and taking notes. I'm really impressed.
Always. So up next we have someone I've known for a long time in the crypto space, that has introed me to the meetup world in London that really helped me explore the space. The man himself, known commonly as Elliot to myself and different name and aliases to other people. Elliot, yeah. Take it away.
I'm Elliot, and we are currently basically launching a digital asset exchange out of London. Been going about a year now, and should be launching in the next month or so. Very exciting times.
And what are you excited about at the minute, Elliot, in the space? Because I know you know the nose down on all of the meetups in the London. How have you found the space at the minute? Is it exciting you? Is there a lot going on? Has it increased in the last year?
For me, it's really the movement of regulators in the UK and the position papers coming out later this year.
Yeah.
And seeing where they sort of fall, and that should be really quite interesting to see what happens there.
Good stuff. All right, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, man. Thank you so much to Ben and Elliot and all the Digax crew. They're doing a great job, and they're based here in London, so we wish those guys all the best. Woo!
So how many more episodes do you think we're going to do? This is our 200th. Are we going to do 200 more, 1,000 more?
Do you know what, Charles? Well, listen, it's only really a number, and I think what really shines true at SVK Crypto here in London is that we're committed, and we're committed right to the end, right? We don't stop, right? We keep on going and going and going. And I've always said that we really feel like we're only getting started. And when you look at actually where we are in the whole cryptocurrency and blockchain space with regards to lack of institutional money, regulation hasn't come true, no real financial products being offered to institutions, and also no real mass adoption happening, I really feel, and I've said this at all of my presentations previously, is that we're probably back in 1993, 1994, and I still really believe that. So with that in mind, going how many more shows we're going to do, I think it's an infinite number.
That's easy to say, dude. I'm the one who does it.
Yeah, listen, you execute better than anybody. I know that. I've got a lot of time and respect for you, but in the background, I think that I'll remain committed to the point, because it's all about the give back, right? It's all about having the most amazing people on our show. And in fact, hold on, when we're talking about amazing people, I look around, it almost is like a boy band of crypto right now. Look who's just walked in, huh? We've got an amazing lineup of, yet again, our community who have supported us through thick and through thin. So maybe shall we just get these guys on the mic? Okay, let's do it.
Let's go. So up first, we've got Brendan. Brendan, if you give us a quick introduction to yourself, what you're currently up to at the minute, and London as a whole, and your view and take on that.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm Brendan. I work in the influencer marketing space. So I've been coming to your guys' meetups for some time now, and really interested in seeing the kind of development which you guys have had internally, and also what the space is doing. So it's exciting to see what's going to happen, and I'm interested to see where it's going to go. So
well done. Woo!
Up next, the Hart. Well, I mean, Michael Hart. Come on up, Michael. Let's go. Let's hear from yourself. I know you've got lots of things to say, so where to begin? I think you begin with an intro to yourself.
Yeah. I'm Mikey,
First, here in London now for a month. Background is worked in a financial firm in Dublin for 3 years, so traditional finance guy, but caught the crypto bug in 2017. Obsessed with the markets, obsessed with learning as much as I can about it, and just really excited to be here in London. Massive fans of the SBK guys and everything they do, so yeah, just really excited about the future.
Do you know, it's great to see a lot of the traditional finance guys come on side, and I think Lewis, who was here earlier on, who just left his job today, by the way, to come and join crypto. Michael's very, very similar. So you've got a background in analysis, isn't that correct?
Yeah. So went to college, did the standard economics and finance, and went on to do a quant background. So my background would be in typical markets, equity markets. So.
And when you view this market right now, I mean, from a traditional analysts looking at equities and fixed income, when you enter into this market, I mean, how do you really make any type of judgment call on it, considering that there's no profit line, so there's no PE, there's no discounted cash flow? I mean, when you're looking at analyzing these tokens, these projects, I mean, how do you go about getting into that mindset?
Yeah, well, I think for a lot of the projects, if you're coming in early stage, you have to look at them like a venture deal. So yeah, you have to look at the kind of valuations that these venture capital companies are putting on these companies. To look at them once they're trading is a whole different thing, because you have all these different types of tokens. You have cryptocurrencies, you have commodity tokens, security tokens. So some of them you can model with, you know, I've seen models like token velocity models and different things like this. But really, from a traditional finance background, it's not, you can't use the typical models. It's a whole new asset class, so you have to really just look at the fundamentals and try and look at this as it like an early stage startup technology, like what it is.
Gotcha. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for being a supporter, and thank you so much for coming up to our office. Let's hear it.
Up next is Jacob. Jacob is someone who always surprises me in every way, shape, and form. When I first met Jacob, he was in a completely different industry altogether. Then the next time we met Jacob, he was in the blockchain industry, and he never told me he was making the transition over, which I was really annoyed about, and he never let me know. So, and he never tells me what he's currently doing as well. He's very secretive about that. So, with as much as you can say, please give an intro to what you're currently doing, Jacob, because you're doing some pretty amazing things at the minute.
Sure. I'm a developer. My background is in computer science. I was very, very interested in cryptocurrency and blockchain from the technology point of view, but also I got interested in finance. So I was working for a trading company before and for some of the big investment banks. And at some point I decided, yeah, that's it. I need to move to crypto and blockchain because this is the future. And so basically what I do, I currently work for blockchain.com. And blockchain.com is a digital wallet provider. We have over 27 million wallets right now. Also, we have our major product is an explorer that we have. So you can find all of your Bitcoin transactions there. And besides that, I'm blogging. So my blog is finematics.com that I started with recently.
Let's get that really clear, because you're a smart guy and I really want to share with our community your blog.
So, all right. So it's like finance, fin, like fintech, and matics from mathematics. So basically finematics.com. That's the blog. And I'll be blogging about crypto, technology, crypto finance, all what we are talking about here.
Can you please post that in our Telegram? That's SVK Crowd for the people that are not in the Telegram, but it would be wonderful for our community to sign up for that. I know you're a super smart guy, and I just love that you're actually only working on the same street as us, so it was very easy for you to come down. But thank you so much for all the support. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
So up next is Stuart. I've had the privilege and pleasure of meeting Stuart a few different times now. Stuart, a quick background to yourself and what you're currently doing at the minute, because I know you're doing some pretty exciting things.
So I'm Stuart. I'm from South London, and I am working for the Crypto Investor Show. I've got a background in marketing and advertising and just kicking the shit out of things. Yeah. And basically, I cannot wait for everyone from SVK Crypto to come along with us to Manchester for our next event in November.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just here for the ride. It's the future. And
enjoy the journey.
Thanks for finishing that for me. Yeah.
Alan. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing well, buddy. Quick intro to yourself and what you've been doing.
Well, hold on. Let's set the scene proper. Alan is best mates with Dan, and Alan has been coming down to all our SVK crypto meetups and events, and Alan, just like Dan, always knows the skinny on the best deals. These guys are absolute hustlers. They've got the edge, and it's wonderful. They come down, they sit at the front, they engage, they ask questions, and they are real core guys in our community, and that's why they're here today. So without further introduction, Alan, let's go. Tell us your story.
How did you get into this?
That's very kind, very kind. Okay, so I worked in IT for 25 years, used to have my own company. I sold the database back in 2017. I've got an orangutan charity. I decided to spend my time working on that. And then the old crypto scene popped up. We started to invest back in September, and we got wrecked.
Yeah, right.
We FOMO'd in, but now we FOMO in. Every time the market dips, we FOMO in. So the market went to 250, we FOMO'd in. It's now at 230, we're FOMO'ing in. So we're hoping it's going to go down to 150, and we're just going to keep on going.
And I didn't know you had a charity, an orangutan charity. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? That's interesting.
Okay, so I'm the chairman of the global charity. I'm the chairman to the UK arm of the global charity Borneo Orangutan Survival. We and we rescue, release, and rehabilitate orangutans.
Do you accept crypto donations?
We accept everything, but I'm hoping to buy my own bit of jungle for them, hopefully, within a couple of years.
Well, listen, well done, man. When you get that jungle, let us know. We're all coming down to hang out, man. I really love that. But until then, thank you so much for the support, and thanks for coming to our events, and really appreciate it. And what is the website of the charity? Can you tell us that?
So it's Boss Foundation. So if you just Google Boss Foundation, and you'll find them. Fantastic.
Great. Thank you, Alan. We've been blown away by the support that everyone in the community has shown us. I'll let them take it away from here.
Hey, SVK, Jed from Pier Mountain here. 200 shows, congratulations. Love to be on it. It was fantastic. Best of luck and keep it going.
Hey, SVK crypto community. It's Benny from CryptoKitties here. Love what you're doing with the podcast and congratulations on passing 200 shows.
Hey guys, Scott Trowbridge here, Global Business Development Director for OneChain. Would just like to say a huge congratulations to the SVK Crypto team and Charles for passing 200 episodes. Fantastic work and keep it up. Peace out.
Hey SVK Crypto community, this is Katerina from NEO. I love what you guys are doing with the podcast. Congratulations on passing 200 shows.
Hey, SVK Crypto Community, this is Matt, our community lead at Lisk here. Wanted to say a huge congrats on reaching the 200 podcast milestone. Amazing work. Love what you guys are doing.
Hi, this is Jacob as well. We've been following you guys for quite a while. Had the pleasure of being at conference in Vilnius with you guys. Keep up the good work. Really good to see you guys are killing it. Cheers.
Hey, SVK Crypto Community, this is Rob Finch from the Everything EOS podcast. Congratulations on hitting 200 shows. You're doing an awesome job, so here's to the next 200.
Wow, Charles, what a night we've had thus far. It's 8:30 in the evening. We are still in our office here in Shoreditch in East London. We've had an amazing turnout. Our community have come out in force. Accepted the invitation, rocked up to the office, and it's been really wonderful to see everybody coming together and really joining in. It's been wonderful to have so many people that we really respect and love on our show.
Absolutely. And by the way, we sent an invite out 3 days ago. Everyone we sent out an invite to has turned up. Everyone. We thought, because when we do events, there's normally a bit of a drop-off, right, between the amount of people that say they're going to come. It's just kind of natural of events. And we expected kind of the same thing. So when the buzzer went, the amount of times it did, we didn't expect the amount of people to turn up tonight. And we had to order more food. We had to order more pizza. We had to order more sandwiches. We had to order everything twice. I mean, we didn't expect the turnout that was tonight.
It was wonderful to be hosting people and keeping it really intimate and having proper conversations with people. But I think it's not just about tonight, right? It's not just about us. It's actually about all the people that we've had on the podcast previously. And you know what? We've had a wonderful lineup of guests over the last 200 shows. And some memorable shows were Richard Ma from QuantStamp, Go Networks, that was pretty cool. Pavel Baines from Bluezell, we know he's a big supporter. Of course, we had Michael and Michelle from SingularityNet. We had Kay from Spectre AI. We had Expertee. We had Eatland. We had POA Networks. Of course, Julian from Gollum we've had. Who else?
Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on, but let's go Zilliqa. We've also had the pleasure of having Red Pulse. Deloitte Blockchain Labs have been on the show. Origin Protocol. Doc.io have made an appearance. Switchio Network, who we've heard from tonight as one of our special shout-outs. So big thanks to the Switchio team. Trinity Network, O3 Network, Crypto Kitties, Benny, he's another guy.
Our man, yeah. Benny, who brought down the Ethereum Network.
Oh, yeah.
We like Benny.
He showed the flaws in that one. But Benny also made the time, and I talk to Benny every day, to make the effort to send in a voice note, which means a lot. And when I announced, Shane, to everyone, that's our 200th show coming out, I was astounded by the amount of people that reached out to us to give voice notes.
Well, do you know what? Also, let's not forget, we had the guys from Down Under, the Haven guys, right? You know, Kane and Jordan, which we absolutely love. We had Iconic Labs, Patrick Larry on our
Crystal
show. But hold on, look who we have. Effect.ai, our boy, right? Our guy who is revolutionizing AI from Amsterdam. Chris, it's always great to have you. Really appreciate all the support.
And I cannot forget Jed from Pier Mountain. Where to begin with Jed, man? I don't know if we have time for the Jed story, dude. This story is an ongoing story, man, and I don't know if we've got time to get into it. So let's focus on what's important.
Well, I think really we're probably getting towards the end of the night and wrapping this up. It's been a wonderful journey. We remain steadfast and committed. We thank all our community. We thank all the people that have added, that have helped, that have supported, that have liked, shared, commented on our podcast. And if you feel compelled, if you've enjoyed this evening, please add a comment, add a like. It helps us move up the rankings in iTunes and Podbean. It really helps with getting the word out about what we're doing. And we do it all for the love of crypto, right? It's just because we don't have to do it. We don't need to do it, but we want to do it. And that's what we're about.
Absolutely. And something I'm just going to give, like a shed of advice to anyone that wants to do a podcast. Creating a podcast is going to be the easiest and the hardest thing you're ever going to do. I'll leave you with that one.
Okay, so I think it's about time that we wrap it up. And the last thing I want to do is thank Charles Story, our roving reporter, for constantly being on it and getting all the guests down and coming up with all the ideas and getting the content. But please feel free, leave a comment, come into our Telegram. That's where you're going to get me, SVK Crowd. But before we do, before we sign off, I think it's right that I go out and get everybody who's out on our trading floor. And I'm looking out through the windows right now. I see them all. They're drinking my beer. They're drinking my wine. They're eating my pizza. Hold on a second now. Let's just get everybody in. Let's pause this for 1 second and let me get the lineup in. Okay. Guys. We're about to finish up the podcast, okay? So, but before we do, what we wanted to have is we wanted to have a proper sign-off from all our community right here, right now. So, from myself and from Charles, thank you all very much for coming. This is our 200th podcast, so let's hear a massive hoopya, SVK Crypto Woo! In the house! Thank you all for coming now. Get out of our house. Let's go to pub. Thank you.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.